Good morning. With health centres facing up to 30% more requests for appointments, the Endolithia Regional Government has given doctors and nurses the option to work more hours in the afternoons in the centres under most pressure. The new measures should reduce waiting times. Unveiling the new primary care reinforcement plan, the Regional Health Minister, Jesús Aguirre, said efforts were already underway to provide health centres with more staff. The Minister also pledged more staff to support the work of the Salud Responde app. Aguirre said the plans take into account that winter sees high demands on the health service because of flu and other seasonal infections. So far, over 1,500 health centres across the region's 34 health districts have expressed an interest in the plan. Spain's fourth largest telecom operator, MásMóvil, currently owned by three buyout funds, has approached Vodafone to buy its local unit. Talks are at an intermediary phase and include valuation discussions, as reported in the El Confidencial newspaper, citing sources and adding that Vodafone's Spanish unit was valued at €7 billion in 2019. A spokesman for Vodafone declined to comment, but chief executive Nick Reed said his company was active on a number of fronts. He said there is a strong case for consolidation in Spain. Vodafone's revenues in Spain have fallen for the past few quarters, and the company has lost customers. MásMóvil declined to comment. During last weekend's Benidorm Fest, the famous resort reached a hotel capacity of 68%. It appears, though, that potentially nine hotel establishments do not have their licenses in order. According to the Valencian Anti-Fraud Agency, irregularities have been discovered in numerous licenses. The agency had been alerted by a tip-off from a whistleblower. They said illegal competitors acting without a license and without being subject to the legal system is detrimental to competition for hotels that comply with the rules. A lack of licenses also affects the public safety and health of Benidorm residents. Due to the investigations, some hotels could be closed. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.